Now some power has tossed me here, doubtless to suffer still more torments on your shores. I can't believe they'll stop long before that. The gods will give me more, still more. Compassion. Princess, please. You, after all that I have suffered, you are the first I've come to. I know no one else. None in your city, no one in your land. Show me the way to Tarn. Give me a rag for cover, just some cloth, some wrapper you carried with you here, and may the good gods give you all your heart desires, husband and house, and lasting harmony too. No finer, greater gift in the world than that. When man and woman possess their home, two minds, two hearts that work as one. Despair to their enemies, joy to all their friends. Their own best claim to glory. Stranger, the white-armed princess answered staunchly, friend, you're hardly a wicked man, and no fool, I'd say. It's Olympian Zeus himself who hands our fortunes out, to each of us in turn, to the good and bad, however Zeus prefers. He gave you pain, it seems. You simply have to bear it. But now, seeing you've reached our city and our land, you'll never lack for clothing or any other gift. The right of worn-out suppliants come our way. I'll show you our town, tell you our people's name. Phaeacians we are, who hold this city and this land, and I am the daughter of generous King Alcinous. All our people's power stems from him. She called out to her girls with lovely braids, stop, my friends, why run when you see a man? Surely you don't think him an enemy, do you? There's no one alive, there never will be one, who'd reach Phaeacian soil and laid waste. The immortals love us far too much for that. We live too far apart, out in the surging sea, off at the world's end. No other mortals come to mingle with us. But here's an unlucky wanderer strayed our way, and we must tend him well. Every stranger and beggar comes from Zeus, and whatever scrap we give him, he'll be glad to get. So quick, my girls! Give our new-found friend some food and drink, and bathe the man in the river, wherever you find some shelter from the wind. At that they came to a halt and teased each other on, and led Odysseus down to a sheltered spot where he could find a seat, just as great Alcinous's daughter told them. They laid out cloak and shirt for him to wear. They gave him the golden flask of suppling olive oil, and pressed him to bathe himself in the river's stream. Then thoughtful Odysseus reassured the handmaids, stand where you are, dear girls, a good way off, so I can rinse the brine from my shoulders now and rub myself with oil. How long it's been since oil touched my skin. But I won't bathe in front of you. I would be embarrassed, stark naked before young girls with lovely braids. The handmaids scurried off to tell their mistress. Great Odysseus bathed in the river, scrubbed his body clean of brine that clung to his back and broad shoulders, scoured away the brackish scurf that caked his head, and then, once he had bathed all over, rubbed in oil, and donned the clothes the virgin princess gave him, Zeus's daughter Athena made him taller to all eyes, his build more massive now, and down from his brow she ran his curls like thick hyacinth clusters full of blooms. As a master craftsman washes gold over beaten silver, a man the god of fire and Queen Athena trained in every fine technique, and finishes off his latest effort, handsome work. So she lavished splendour over his head and shoulders now. And down to the beach he walked and sat apart, glistening in his glory, breathtaking, yes, and the princess gazed in wonder. Then turned to her maids with lovely braided hair. Listen, my white-armed girls, to what I tell you. The gods of Olympus can't be all against this man who's come to mingle among our noble people. At first he seemed appalling, I must say. Now he seems like a god who rules the skies up there. Oh, if only a man like that were called my husband, lived right here, pleased to stay forever. Enough. Give the stranger food and drink, my girl. They hung on her words and did her will at once, set before Odysseus food and drink, and he ate and drank. The great Odysseus, long deprived, so ravenous now, it seemed like years.